This has been a no-brainer, swimming and diving. You were going to go to college. I mean, you've been thought about this for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's always been one of my dreams to go on and swim collegiately, so yeah.
And UNO was the choice among, I'm sure you had some other schools, right?
Yeah, I really wanted to stay in state. I didn't want to go outside of Nebraska, and I really, I thought about going to Iowa, Des Moines side. I thought about going to Westland, but ultimately, I think Omaha is better for me. It's not, it's a public school, so it's cheaper on the cheaper side, and so I really like Omaha as a city too. So
that's pretty cool. That some other, your mailbox was full with a lot of colleges wanting you, right?
Well, yeah, those smaller schools, they really wanted me to come swim for them. But I wanted to be pushed. I wanted to go to a program that was going to push me to be my very best. And I think that Omaha will do that for me. They have a great family that they've built. They push their athletes hard, and they have achieved a lot of good times over the years. So.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're the second McCook, Whitney Corrigan, back in the day went to UNO.
Yep, she went to UNO, and she's been part of, Mrs. Corrigan has been part of my journey getting there. And I'm also shooting for some of Whitney Corrigan's records. So that too. So that's helped.
All right. You've got a couple of meets left before the state meet gets here, including one, of course, Friday. Are you swimming well right now? Are you satisfied with what your times are now? Or you say, hey, no, we got to get faster.
I've kind of been mixing it up, trying to break some school records. And so just now I'm trying to focus on what I want to swim and compete for state. Today I'm going to be swimming some different things that I want to get the school record in, such as the 200 IM and the 100 back. But I think that as it gets closer, I'll focus on what I actually want to swim, which is probably the sprints and freestyle. So.
And of course, there's some relays in there too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have, we just last week qualified our 400 relay team, secondary qualified it for state. And so we're pushing for those times too, to get into state with our relays as well.
So. Got to keep that tradition going. The relays at the state meet, you've had a couple of relays down there the last couple of years, haven't you?
Yep. This year in particular, we're pushing to make it to finals the second day with our times. But we lost two seniors last year, but we've had a couple surprises this year with our relays. So it's been pretty fun. So, yeah.
No question about it. You've still got spring track and field. I think you're going to run this year.
I plan on running. I have a pretty good 4x8 relay girls that I like to be a part of, and my distance girls and everything. So I really just love those girls, and I think I'll definitely do track this coming spring. So,
how about your studies? What are you going to be studying down at UNL?
Right now, I plan to major in biology to get a medical degree to take it wherever it may lead me. So, yeah.
All right. Very good. That'll be a handful with swimming and other classes, won't it?
Yeah. I've had to manage my schoolwork and swimming up until now, so I'm sure it'll be a drastic change, but I've been used to managing a lot, so.